The buses are rolling, the kids are back in school, and you have plenty of time on your hands to kick back and listen to our podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Mack Weldon. It's a premium men's essentials brand. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CLNS at checkout. We're also powered by Little Part Media, where ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. For more, check out LittlePartMedia.com or contact info at LittlePartMedia.com. So, President Donald Trump has been making unfounded bias claims yet again.
You know, he gives us so much material. As much as I hate this guy, dislike him intensely.
It's
okay?
Good stuff. Well, he knows that, too. He knows that he's responsible for
this podcast.
Well, that and all other ratings of anything that mentions his name.
He is responsible for his own name.
He is.
Right.
Try to use
That's
that
his
name.
Brand.
That's his brand. That's what he has.
That's what was elected, by the way, the brand.
The brand. And he has not disappointed.
No.
So, no. You know, it started off with...
It's disappointed me, just for the rock.
Oh, really?
I make sure. You didn't know that, did you?
No, I did not know that at all.
That's right.
But those frequent listeners, I'm sure, are quite aware where Jimmy is aligns himself politically.
Let me lean over here. Yes. I'm leaning left.
Yes.
I forgot.
He's left of left.
Yeah, that's right.
But anyway, the president came out. Usually declarations are made via Twitter. And so he tweets out that Google has basically been rigging the system against him. That, you know,
the whole world's against this guy.
Right.
The
other presidents had, if you Google their name or anything having to do with them, that great accomplishments would pop up. But when you do that and put in Trump's name, it doesn't show.
No.
Only negative stuff shows up.
Embarrassing accomplishments, yes. Really and truly. And that should tell him something. I just want to say.
No, but it's bias. That's the reason it's happening.
Of course it is. It has nothing to do with the truth.
No, it's the programmers who are usually leaning left. They program the system.
Everybody who's against him leans in the wrong direction, right? Isn't that the idea, pretty much?
Even those who are on the right, if they're against him, they lean in the wrong direction.
Correct.
Right. But in this case, he thinks that the engineers are rigging it so that when you go to search good news about him, you can't find it.
I really worry about. I mean, once again, I worry about what has happened in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. where this guy is going, and what I don't even know what direction the country's going.
Right.
I can tell you that. Although after a primary day that's coming up in the next few days.
We should get more.
A better feeling.
More of a compass.
Yeah,
if you
will. A little feeling about it. God, I hate politics, but at least it's part of our... Part of our subject material here on Behind the Media,
I'm
certainly happy
to
talk about it. Sure.
By the way,
I've talked to my friends about this. They cannot believe I talk politics. It's a riot.
Because that's not something you always liked just talking sports, but not politics.
Correct.
Yes, but you feel compelled to talk about it now.
You make me every week.
Yes, but you enjoy it.
As long as I make you laugh and I somehow or other get people to download this material, I'm happy.
But you know what? You get a chance to vent.
I do.
If not, you'd have a broken arm.
Yes,
I think,
exactly.
Going around punching walls.
Or knocking my head against the wall because the frustration that happens every week with this guy just flips me out.
So here's my question is, and the reason we're discussing this is because he's pointing not only at Google, we'll get to NBC in just a little bit about how he has sort of twisted what is reality, what actually happened. He twists it. But in the Google case, I mean, when you look at I did not do an independent analysis of this, but apparently the majority of the stories that are even out there on the internet about President Trump happen to be written by conservative-leaning publications. That's like, I saw somewhere like 65%, is that correct, of the material that's out there is actually the right-leaning groups that are writing about it. So to say that there is some conspiracy that prevents information from being put out there about the president sort of flies in the face of reality, and that there's so much information out there that is being put out.
Right.
Not only by the left, but the right.
And what Mr. Trump says, Mr. POTUS says all the time, it's all misinformation.
It's misinformation.
If it's anti-Trump.
Right. And so my guess is that he's also grouping in some of these conservative-leaning publications into this debate.
You know, I don't know what we're going to do in a couple of years. That's all I can say. What are we going to have to talk about?
Right.
The right things, the wrong things, the right things, the wrong things, left things, right things, middle things.
Well, our podcast will be about something else. Okay. Maybe our trip, how the U.S. is behind, headed to Mars.
Behind the censorship of the media.
Oh, there you go. Mm. Or behind the trip to Mars.
Because as you know, he did tweet it out something that, censorship is bad.
Right. And so which was kind of interesting in that, an administration that seems to play around with censorship quite a bit, is now crying foul that they are now the victims of censorship.
This is the strangest time in my life when it comes to the news, media, leadership, politics. It is absolutely the most bizarre time I've ever gone through. I mean, it was a lot easier back in the 60s growing up and saying that war is bad and anybody over 30 we can't trust.
Right. And that was it.
That was it. Yeah. That was good. I liked that. That was good. I was 12. You know what I mean? I was like, I can handle that, right? Got me out of school one day. I was thrilled. Yeah, that's right. But now everything is all jumbled together. And, I do worry. It's amazing. He took on Google this week, right?
Google. So Google's one. And I think he pretty much puts them all in the same bucket. That anytime there's any social media platform out there or any media platform that's out there, and there is not, if he Googles, I guess, and tries to look up his name and doesn't instantly get good news, he will jump to a conclusion.
Right.
So that's one part of the argument. Then the most recent one was where he started attacking, again, via Twitter. So it's interesting that he doesn't like what social media is doing. But
he uses it all the time.
He uses it to communicate.
Don't do as I say.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Listen to what I say.
Listen to what I say. Right. Sure, right.
So
yeah.
Now he's going after NBC, saying that NBC has basically flipped the facts of an interview that he did, and it's on video.
Right. And he's saying that they doctored the video.
That they doctored
now,
the video.
Now, you and I have actually had this discussion before about have you ever? And one of the things I always liked about electronic media, now digital media, is the fact that you can't misquote someone.
Right.
Because there's a recording of it.
There's
your lips are going back and forth.
Right.
And somewhere your brain is telling your lips what to do.
That is correct.
You can't. How in the world would you? I mean, there are ways to do it. We know that there are ways
Hollywood does it all the time.
Hollywood can do
but
it.
That's at a very high,
that is
expensive
make-believe.
Level.
Yes. It's a make-believe world, okay?
And it's very expensive.
And it's extremely expensive. And, I can see excerpting certain sound bites that help advance your story.
Right.
That's a tactic. That's a skill. That's kind of what
That's what they do with political ads.
Right.
They take sound bites out of context that will paint the other person as Darth Vader.
By the way, I hate negative political ads. There's a couple of them in the Massachusetts area now.
And with that voice of, this person will, they'll be doomed and you'll be doomed too,
Dr. Doom is doing the voiceover
is
what it is.
Hide the children, hide the pets. This person, the worst possible thing that it's hard to believe that people buy into that.
No, it's not, because we have a lot of uneducated people. I'm sorry, Dan.
People,
and they elected this clown in the first place. I'm sorry.
The thing is that people like
and it wasn't to believe, a popular vote thing either.
The thing is that people like to believe the person who they like, and they'll disbelieve the person whom they don't like, and it doesn't really matter what the facts say.
Dan, there's an erosion of trust among politicians. The Larry Nassar scandal with the U.S. Mm-hmm. Gymnastics Foundation Association, no one can trust a doctor.
You can't
anymore.
Trust anybody. No.
So there is an erosion of trust in this country.
I think it's more than an erosion.
I think
it's a total collapse of
trust.
Yeah,
trust.
Because erosion denotes that there is a slow drifting away from, understanding what trust is. I think there's a lack of trust altogether.
Absolutely. And I think it goes to a lot of the problems that we're having with law enforcement, because there's no trust in the people who are enforcing the laws because of some really horrible incidents.
Right.
I'm sorry.
There's a recent case where one was put away for 15 years, got 15 years for shooting an unarmed black man. But anyway, we digress.
Should have been life, but I'm just saying. Go ahead.
We digress. This issue with the NBC interview. So it was a taped interview About the James Comey, it was about the James Comey FBI director. And,
firing.
Right, firing.
One of the first firings.
Exactly.
By the way, exactly how many? Does he lead the league in firings in the in Washington, D.C. over the last
It was his show,
years?
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they did with
That's
the show?
That's right. That's right. He's just living up to his reality show.
Right.
It is. It's a horrible reality, but it is what it is.
But it is reality. Now, here's what he tweeted out.
Yes.
What's going on at CNN is happening to different degrees at other networks, with at NBC News being the worst, the president tweeted. The good news is that Andy Lack is about to be fired. Andy Lack is the my former boss.
You know him.
One of the top, like the chairman of news or NBC, who has been quite controversial, even back to the days when I knew him.
Yep.
But anyway, he's about to be fired for incompetence and much worse. When Lester Holt got caught fudging my tape on Russia, they were hurt badly. Now, here's the interesting thing about this is that there, as many things that the president usually spews out there, it's a barrage of bullets and no substance behind it. It's like bullets with water in them. They splat and people believe that, this is really happening and there's nothing behind it.
Right.
And the White House nor the president does he expand later on and say, here's what I meant by it. You put it out there and so that it feeds into the base, the lack of trust that his base has in media, traditional media, this feeds into it. So you can make something up. You don't provide any facts whatsoever with it. You throw it out there and let it do the damage.
Oh, and he loves to do damage, doesn't he? Which is one of the scariest things, that the leader of the free world is consumed by himself and being this troublemaker.
Right.
We have a troublemaker in the White House.
So what happens? I mean, here's what I'm hoping.
You know what I'm hoping.
Yeah, I know what you're hoping. But here's what I'm hoping. So oftentimes when someone, sort of the whole thing of crying wolf.
Yeah.
So if you keep, I'm not talking about Wolf Blitzer.
No.
But
another person.
Another,
you're friendly. Right.
Another wolf.
Another wolf.
You know, where you say something happened, you were wronged, but in fact you weren't. And at some point, does it lose its potency? Will people finally say, oh, yeah, right. Now,
Manny in the sports world. I don't know if you remember Manny Ramirez,
it's that saying.
Yeah. It's that saying, you know, and it's POTUS being POTUS.
Because I'm getting like that now, where I'm less shocked by these developments.
Right.
When I hear an attack, something that's made up, when the president says what we just saw really didn't happen, it becomes a joke. And the question is, will that be more widespread beyond just his existing critics? Will everyone sort of wake up and say, okay, you know, we like the president for X because he's done this, or we like the president for Y because he's done that, but we think this is a joke, and so whenever he talks about this, we'll dismiss it as a joke. I mean, it's serious, but I have to think that at some point that's what it comes down to, where people no longer will believe and buy into it, and we'll see it more of something that you just laugh at or roll your eyes.
Well, you know what I'd like to see, Dan, is the ratings for national news in, 2 years into this administration versus 2 years into
administration. We should look at that.
That would be interesting. Because I know a lot of people in my world, of course, it is a leftist world, I admit it, are tuning out the news because it's so depressing, because they get so mad and they get angry. And when a person gets angry, they have to somehow or other release that anger. Somehow, some way. Go hit
That's
a tennis
so true.
Ball.
Yeah.
You know, go.
Isn't that what you do?
Yes, I do. I'm back doing it too, I might add.
Good job.
Anyway.
And I notice it's these days much harder hit. That aggression.
Oh, my God. I don't even care if it goes in or not. It's kind of like hitting a golf ball. The beautiful thing about a golf ball, it just sits there. On the little tee, and you can just crush it.
Well,
I don't care if it goes left, right, center.
Well, my problem is I can't even hit the thing.
Well,
I mess up my shoulder.
It's just sitting there, Dan.
Yes, but it's a tiny little thing.
It is a tiny little thing.
Yes, it takes me about, a trench of divots.
I can only imagine. By the way, I should not talk. I love the game.
Yes.
I've played it once in 4 years.
Yeah,
Body reasons, though, not love.
Yeah,
reasons.
I don't love the game.
I don't like it
at all. But anyway, I think, we can only hope that people won't really continue to buy into this, because it is, and we've talked extensively about this on this podcast, we're worried about how those who maybe aren't necessarily educated, although education doesn't have anything to do with common sense. There are a lot of people
Rewind that tape.
I said education has nothing to do with common sense.
How do you develop common sense if you're not educated?
There are uneducated people who have common sense, believe me.
Okay.
I'm saying you don't have to go to college to have common sense. You don't even have to graduate from high school to have common
sense. What's the measure of knowledge? Well, how do we measure knowledge? Who's smart and who isn't smart?
Well, I think there are a lot of smart people who haven't gone to school.
Correct.
Right?
Very successful people who never went there.
Right.
So especially in this day and age.
Yeah. Now I lost my thought as to why I was saying this whole thing.
It's all my fault.
Of the knowledge. I guess what I'm trying to say is that it hurts me. Here is my point, that there are people out there who are sort of on the edge, maybe are dealing with some sort of mental issues and so forth, who are unstable.
Yes.
And when they hear this kind of rhetoric, then they strike out. There was something recently where there was a threat against a local, I think it was the one of the local news outlets, by someone. He was arrested and so forth.
Right.
Someone who was unstable.
Right.
And this person was quoting the president, basically calling them an enemy of the people.
Right.
And so that's what I worry about, that every time something where we will roll our eyes and we'll laugh at some of these things, there are some people who take this stuff to heart.
Right. It's because his leadership is feeding that doctrine, and those who are unstable are looking for, clinging to anything to react. And usually they react in a violent way. And again, you can't tie, there's no smoking gun in the White House.
No, there isn't.
But man, he smokes a lot of words out there in Twitter. You know
smoke.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, no, he does.
And he should be smoking just to relax a little bit. Anyway,
What I would love to happen is for us to just not have these topics to talk about. To talk about his successes with, I don't know, maybe this whole thing with NAFTA, the new NAFTA, or whatever you want to call it, maybe that forces a better deal. I don't know. I think the jury's still out on that. But those are the kinds of things I'd rather have a grown-up conversation about issues that impact us and the world rather than gibberish about the news media, whether they're out to get him with some conspiracy or not. Forget about that. Focus on what you were elected for. You weren't elected to beat up the media. You were elected to accomplish things and make life better for middle-class Americans and all Americans.
He didn't expect to be elected, okay? Let's face it. And the amazing thing, we get back to the social media thing. These little stories about social media making their changes on what they do with political ads and that sort of thing now, right?
Yeah.
All of that is trickled down from what happened in the 2016 election. But we're not going to re-vote, right? We can't do that. There's not going to be a mulligan, right? We can't do that. And I blame the Electoral College. You know, there's a lawsuit going on now.
There are lots of lawsuits.
Get rid of that
Electoral
College. This
is lawsuit central these days.
Yes, it is. Lawyers love that.
They do. If you like that as well, or like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. Have any questions or comments, reach out to us at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.